several times. And he asks us that this morning. Here we see that in the call of Elisha. This passage shows us what full surrender looks like to our message this morning, is that God's call interrupts our ordinary lives. God's call interrupts our ordinary lives. Notice that Elisha, where was he? He wasn't over in the temple. He wasn't down at the church having church service. He wasn't down at the church having prayer. He wasn't in the temple. He wasn't in the synagogue when the call came. He wasn't up on some mountain fasting. He wasn't singing in a choir. He was plowing in a field. Understand that God meets us in the routine, ordinary things of our life. Here was Elisha, who was in the middle of his everyday work. You think about that with other people in the scripture. You remember Moses? When Moses received the call of God, what was he doing? He was tending to the sheep when God called him from the burning bush. You remember Gideon? Gideon was on the threshing floor, threshing the wheat when the angel of the Lord appeared to him. You remember Peter? When Jesus came to Peter and the disciples, what were they doing? They were by the seashore mending their nets. They had just been fishing. Peter was cleaning the fishing nets when Jesus called him to be a disciple. Understand that God often breaks into the ordinary with the extraordinary. When I think of that,